In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is LaVon Seifert, and my husband and I were members of Grace Church for several years, and about a year ago, we moved back to Kansas. I was ordained priest in the Diocese of Kansas August 24th, so I think that's been 3 weeks or 4 weeks or something like that. So it's always great. It's a wonderful blessing for us to be back here at Grace Church because this feels like home, and we're blessed to have lots of homes, so this is one of them. And I want to thank Jonathan for inviting me to come back and be with you a couple of weeks and to preach today. I've never heard why the name Grace Church was chosen by the founders of this congregation, but from my experience, the name is definitely appropriate, for grace is abundant here. You may know that when a parish has a name like Grace, one that's other than a saint's name, it can choose when to observe its feast day. And the people of Grace Church have chosen the day of Pentecost, which is a wonderful day for a party, celebrating the grace and the blessing of the descent of the Holy Spirit on the followers of Jesus, including us. But if we were to think of another appropriate time to celebrate the founding and ministry of Grace Episcopal Church in Providence, Rhode Island, today might be a good choice, because the readings today resonate with stories about God's grace. Yes, even those harsh-sounding lessons from the Old Testament. The writer of Exodus and the psalmist are addressing the people's separation from God. To emphasize the urgency of the task, they both speak of desolation. But they also resolutely proclaim faith in God's ultimate goodness and the hope that God will turn away from wrath in favor of healing and salvation. They assure the people of God's grace. St. Paul, in his letter to Timothy, writes of his gratitude for God's grace in turning his life around, calling him away from persecuting the young church and sending him in a completely new direction as an apostle of Jesus Christ, the one who would carry the good news to the Gentiles. In our gospel reading, we hear two stories, or parables, that focus on grace. In these parables, Jesus chooses familiar situations to help his listeners understand the character of God, how God relates to them and to us as individuals. Jesus starts right off with a situation of urgent importance, a lost sheep, and follows it with another about a lost piece of silver. Both the sheep and the coin would certainly be of significant value to their owners, so losing even one would cause concern. I'm sure you can identify with that if you've ever lost track of a child in the grocery store, or if your dog has escaped from the backyard, or your wallet or your paycheck has gone missing. Suddenly, everything else on your to-do list disappears in a flash, doesn't it? And little else matters until the lost has been found. Jesus uses these parables to explain essential aspects of God. First, God treasures each one of us. Second, God knows us intimately and notices if we stray. Third, God cares so much for us that nothing, nothing is more important than finding us when we are lost. The shepherd and the woman in these parables are stand-ins for our faithful, caring, ever-loving God. Jesus is describing a loving creator who, when we are lost or the bonds of relationship are broken, urgently and persistently searches for us, even when we cannot or when we choose not to call out for help. Sometimes, like that curious child who wanders away from her mom in the store, the best thing to do is to just stay put. Be still, be patient, and trust that the one who loves us is searching for us and will rescue us from our fear and bring us to safety. And then such rejoicing there will be. The frantic parent, the shepherd, the woman, and God all call their friends to celebrate the good news. When the lost sheep returns to the fold, when the piece of silver returns to the purse, and when we, the wandering and headstrong children of God, are restored to relationship with the one who loves us, the picture is made right again. And God wants to throw a party to celebrate. So, let's consider the guest list. If God wants to throw a party, who's invited? Jesus gives us the example, doesn't he? He made no distinction between them and us. No one was beyond the reach of Jesus' care and attention. He welcomed everyone into community with him, including and maybe especially those who were outcast or considered unclean by the religious leaders, the Pharisees and the scribes. All were included in Jesus' circle. And so we also are called to invite everyone else, to welcome them with open arms and generous hearts, to reach out to each other, to do whatever we can to restore our broken world to wholeness. And the building of God's kingdom takes every one of us, each one, using our individual gifts and working together. Which brings me back to grace. Grace with a small g and grace with a capital G. The people of Grace Church, capital G, in Providence, are abundantly blessed. You are graced by God with a magnificent worship space, talented leaders, and the desire and resources to reach out to others, to make a difference. One of your greatest blessings is this place. It is not only a glorious space, but it's also located in the heart of an urban area, in the capital city of the state, right in the middle of where things are happening and where things can be difficult. There are challenges, and there are no easy answers. But you have what it takes to address those challenges. And just look around you. It would not be a stretch to say that this is the most diverse congregation in the Diocese of Rhode Island. Your diversity of background, experience, and ideas is another blessing. God has brought you to this place. Just as Dave, my husband, and I were led here 7 years ago, and like we were at that time, you may not know why. But each one of you has something valuable to offer to this very special community, both to Grace Church and to the city around us and to the other cities in the area. My prayer is that each of you will identify how God has graced your life and that you will find a way to share your gifts and your story with one another. Be open to the way in which God is calling you. Become a seeker yourself. Have the courage to tell the good news to someone else. Tell about God's grace and love and how that has made a difference in your life. What is your story? Tell it. What is your gift? Express it. Get involved in some way. Like the shepherd and the sheep, God has found you and brought you home to Grace Church. What will you do in response? How can you be part of Grace in action? And I know you're going to have a good chance to respond to that today because there's a ministry fair after church right outside with coffee hour, and you'll have an opportunity to find out about a lot of the ministries that are going on here in this place. And I encourage you to think about that and pray about your gifts and to find a way to offer yourself and your gifts to Grace Church. When the lost have been found and the community is sharing the abundance of God's love as Jesus did, that will be something to celebrate. So who is invited to God's party? At Grace Church, it's everyone. Amen.